B-Pod Studios.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
.5 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich in the Town Fair Tire Studios, and Ted Johnson in studio with us this morning. And
he was telling us
about how he has this dream, this bloodlust of wanting.
Look at the phone lines. Yes. My God.
Well, I mean, there's something amazing. It's a fantasy that a lot of people have.
I guess we're learning that this. I'm not the only one that has this fantasy.
Everyone's got this fantasy. Yeah. Is that you are completely justified in defending your family or getting in a fight, and you actually end up winning this. And you are somebody, as I said, who, unlike all of us, I mean, there's 99.9% of the population, you could kick their ass. Whereas, you know, me and John, we have a little bit of a uphill battle.
It's a problem.
With
we
some
need
of these people.
Some kind of weapon to pull that off.
But I mean, yeah. It is one of those things. It's like, you know, there's those moments where, you know, I mean, how great would it be if somebody, you know, if there was ever a horrible situation where someone, like, you know, broke into your house, where you were able to defend your home and be that guy that knocked out the burglar? Dude, it's a dream everyone has.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so a justified ass kickings, I think, is something that we can all relate to. So let's go to, the full phone lines. Which
yeah,
one are
seriously.
All right. Let's go to Mark on line one. Mark, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
I got a good one, guys. This was a long time ago. I was a little kid. I'm in the living room. I'm living in the North End at the time. So this is unheard of back in the day, okay?
Okay.
Me and my mom are sitting on the couch watching TV. So all of a sudden, we hear some whispering and some noise in the hallway, because our front door is, like, right there. And all of a sudden, our doorknob starts jiggling and trying to, you know, they're trying to open the door. So it just so happens that my dad and his friends, we're about 25 yards around the corner at the local bar. So my mother ran to the kitchen, got on the phone, called them, and this bar happened to sponsor a softball team. So needless to say, there was four guys on my way to my house with softball bats. And the first thing they asked when they got in the hallway, they looked at the two guys in the hallway and they said, "Why are you here and who are you looking for?" And the worst thing the kid could have said was, "I don't know." He said, "I don't know." The bat went across the knees. The guy went down. My father's friend cold cocked the other guy. And there was two of our other guys outside. There happened to be a car parked on the sidewalk with a driver in it. My other father's friend put his fist through the window and pulled him out through the window. Pulled him out through the window, and they beat them senseless right on my street. The people on my street were just like, "Yeah, yeah."
Mark, can I just play devil's advocate for a moment? What if, for some reason, these were guys who just happened to have the wrong
apartment?
Yeah.
No, guys. This was like at 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, okay. All right. There's a little more justification there. That makes a little more sense. All right, Mark. I appreciate it. Right, it's a port delivery guy. FTD.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Sorry, that's a little. I don't know. Maybe
bat across the knee, though. The bat is, again, one of. And I thought about the weapons. We talked about this too. What weapon would you use? And bat, the not the metal bat, but the wooden bat for, like, say, a 12-year-old. So it's that, you know, it's about 3 or 4 feet long.
I mean, you
that's
really thought perfect, this through.
Honest to God, this will get scarier and scarier every time we bring this up.
But doesn't having, like, a weapon, like, kind of cheapen it? Like, you just do it with your mitts.
Yeah.
I can do it with my own mitts.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. It does to some degree. But, you know, if there is a weapon that the person that's robbing you that has a weapon, then I think it's fair game then.
Okay. All right.
And there's one scenario, real quick before you get to the next. The one scenario that can get me, and we talked about this too, what scenario can happen almost in our daily lives that can get you from 0 to 60 so fast where you have bloodlust like that? Cut me off. Cut me off in traffic.
Oh,
I almost
Jesus,
encourage
Ted.
You. Cut me off in traffic.
But that happens road rage. Like once a day, right?
Yeah. Oh, and it's like... Oh, it's that sometimes that'll get me going, and it feels good.
Have you?
It feels good to have that little back and forth with someone in the other car. They cut you off.
Like, what do you
it's
do?
The F
oh
you. You drive. You know, I go up and I like to smile to them, like, you know.
And then they see what you look like.
Yeah, and then they
Jesus.
Speed off. And it's just I get that little bit of like, whoosh, that's all I needed, man. I'm good to go.
Okay,
right?
So it's never gotten to a point where. Or has it? What's the furthest it's gotten?
No, it's never. The only time, and I said this last week, is the only time where I got out of the car was this. I was pulling into a parking space. I was turning right into a parking space. Well, the guy to the parking space to the right of it was backing out, and he didn't see me kind of pulling in. And he had the. I'm starting to pull in, and then he hits the reverse to start backing up, and then he slams on the brakes, and I see him, and I'm like, he's going to hit me. And he sees me just in time. Well, I had to do like a 2-point turn to get in there. And he's on the steering wheel and he's slanting the steering wheel. He's going nuts. He's going absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is perfect. This is perfect. I get to get out. I'm going to get out of the car after I pull in the space. And I get out of the car and he backs up and he sees me. And this old timer couldn't get out of there fast enough.
You've got to live for that moment.
And I was just like, yes. Victor, and I go, what's your problem, bro? Come here. Let's talk about it. I go, come out. Come here. Let's go. Let's talk about it. And he took off, and I thought, I just always wanted to feel that feeling. I got to feel it right there.
Have you ever been brought in as backup? Like, has a friend ever gone, dude, I've got this, you know, there's like a situation where this guy's like being a real jerk. Can I just take you with me? Just to kind of give him the look.
Includes college, no? No, none of your college friends ever did that?
Like, just, could you go with me to this one place? You know, I just need to talk to a guy, and I want you to be there.
No. So, any of my friends listening, you know, give me a call.
Jesus. Because you probably don't get ripped off, too, at, like, you know, even, like, you know, like, mechanics and things like, you know what I mean? It's like, someone's not going to F with someone who looks like you.
Right.
And do you find like you see people's faces change and attitudes change when you show up?
I always say people are, you know, we took a guy that goes to the gym. He won't say he didn't. Somebody who was on the flight back from Orlando with me and my son. We were flying back over February break that won't say anything. More times than not, when I talk to people, they say I'm intimidating. And I don't know. I don't know what it is. If I give off this kind of energy,
sure.
I don't mean to. I feel like the way I present myself is in a way that would be encouraging for you to come up and say hi to me because that's the kind of person I am. I like to talk to people. But most people say that I have this intimidating kind of thing and they don't. They're scared to even come up and approach me, which is a damn shame.
Because you've got
that's not who I am.
Because you've got something that, like, if guys could buy, they would do it.
You had that crazy gene.
No, it's the ultimate intimidation.
I do have a little bit of a crazy gene.
It's like any type of situation, you can make anyone back down. Like, whereas someone might be aggressive, then you would show up like, oh, okay, well, fine, you win.
And don't kid yourself. That is a feeling that I never take for granted. I enjoy. Look, having I was naturally gifted to being a big guy, but I work hard, I train, I exercise, I work out, I like to lift weights, so that I can enjoy that feeling. That's a nice feeling,
sure.
You know? Like boxers, you walk in, if you're a boxer, you walk in with a lot of confidence.
Sure, you know, I've always thought that, and I don't know who I heard say this once. But, you know, my sons, I have them take boxing lessons. And, you know, and a lot of people do this with any kind of, you know, any self-defense or anything like that. And it's just because I heard a guy once say, if you know some sort of, you know, martial art or you know how to fight, then there's this confidence of walking into a room and knowing, you know what, I can handle myself if I ever need
exactly.
to. And that's a confidence that I've never had and I think would be a great thing to have. And so I'm trying to get my sons, you know, kind of on that track early where it immediately kind of helps the psyche in any type of situation. Mm-hmm. Not that I want them to fight, but just to know if they ever had to, they could.
If they could. And it's a huge, huge self-esteem builder. It is for kids, but just for any adults to be in good shape, to be feel like you're physically fit, that if anything was to happen, that mm-hmm. you could take care of yourself. That is a very much a feeling that gives you confidence.
All right, real quick, Ron on line 6. What's up, Ron? You're on Toucher and Rich. Line 6, please. Ron, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
So I have a story. First, I want to preface this by saying I'm not the confrontational type. But when I was on active duty, I was down in Savannah, Georgia with some of my Army buddies. And, you know, we went out to a nightclub and stuff. And as we were leaving the club, there was this girl that was, like, wasted. And she, like, stepped off a curb and fell. And, you know, so we were just trying to look out for the girl. You know, we helped her up and everything. And we asked her where her car was. So we walked her back to her car. And I guess she had been at the club with her boyfriend and her friend. And so we walked her to her car and And we're just sitting there waiting, you know, hoping her friend and her boyfriend will eventually show up. And as we're sitting there, they finally show up. And this guy doesn't even waste a second. He starts, "What are you doing with my girl?" And just starts screaming and yelling. And we're like, "Dude, just chill out. You know, she fell off the curb. You know, we're just trying to help her. We're trying to look out for her." And next thing you know, he sucker punches me in the mouth. And I'm just like, I'm about to lose it. But my friends are like, you know, "Don't do it. Don't do it."
Ugh.
So like, I'm like, "Dude, we're just trying to help, you know, look out for your girl, you know, and everything." And this dude's just drunk. So he's not listening. Right. And he's like, "You stupid Marines." And, you know, of course, we're Army. So we're like, whatever. But, you know, so, you know, he's just going crazy. And next thing I know, I bought a car, like a brand new car, like a couple of weeks prior to that. He like kicks my car. And I just lost it.
Yeah.
So I took this kid. I threw him on the ground. I punched him. I busted his nose open.
Nice.
Mittens melee starts ensuing. His girlfriend and her friend are pulling him away. My buddies are pulling me away. So they bring him over to his car. And I'm like following him over to their car, right? She goes to the opposite side of the car, puts him in the back seat. And he tries to come up the other side. And I just take the door and I slam it on his head.
Okay, all right, man. That is like, you can't do that, man. You can't do that,
that's
man.
Bad.
There's head just spilled out onto the floor.
And it's getting in a fight and then it's taking it next level. You going to jail.
Yeah, no, that's bad.
Okay, man. All right.
No, it's funny, though.
That was a fun way to end it.
Yeah.
that's landing the plane safely, huh?
Yeah. But there's a point, like, so if somebody was to hit you first, like, when can you stop?
Well, I mean,
like, when do you stop your bludgeoning to, you know, if you have, it becomes clear that you have the upper hand, you know?
Sure. Well, you even said it. Like, that one guy who's new, you could kick in college, you just picked him up and slapped him around.
Because, I did, yeah.
Because you knew. You know, it's like, all right, dude, this is just not fair at this point.
Right.
So, you know, there's that thing that tells you to kind of stop. All right. 617-779-0985. Young Nicholas was out at the TD Garden last night getting recaps. We will hear his audio right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
For the players, it's a slam dunk. But after the game, it slammed drunks.
Celtics fan, anything
yeah,
green. 17 hey. Championships. I think the Lakers got what, 16?
This is the Toucher and Rich Drunken Celtics Recap on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 of Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich. Real quick before we get to the recaps, a couple show notes. First of all, Jake DeBrusk is going to join us at 9:35 this morning. Maybe we can get 9:20 he'll be on with us. So maybe we can get in the old TNR bump once again. always seems to be working. And another thing is a huge thanks to the Boston Celtics for last night. They did something awesome for my wife. They do at every home game something called the Heroes Among Us. And Mike Gorman, actually, and he would never say this because he's that guy, and because he would never say that, I want to let everyone know, Mike Gorman nominated Mary for this. And if you don't know the story of my wife, she essentially beat cancer 3 times, and she has since then raised like almost $250,000 through her fundraising campaigns for for Dana-Farber. And Mike Gorman reached out to the Celtics, and the nice people at the Celtics reached out to us. Dave Hoffman, Katie McKenna, they were awesome. I mean, so we got to the game yesterday. They let our kids go down to the court, watch the guys do shoot around. On top of that, you know, in the first quarter, they bring Mary onto the court and they do this big thing where they tell her story. And, you know, to have 18,000 people stand up and you know, cheer for you is something that she's never going to forget. So that was awesome. Thank you very much to the Boston Celtics for that. And now we get to young Nick, who was out on the streets after last night's weird loss. It was just a strange game. It was a game that you knew with 1.1 seconds left in that third quarter when Marcus Morris just threw the ball to
no one in particular.
No, he threw it to the Nuggets bench.
That's what he does. You're right. The Nuggets bench, right.
Right, like no one on the court in particular. Right. And you just knew that something was off. But either way, on the night that IT had his big tribute, we go out to the streets. Let's go to first recap.
Can we use this for the radio?
Absolutely.
First off, talk to me about the game.
Yeah, so Kyrie looked like he came back. He had a little bit of a time, but I don't think the rest of the cast really followed up with what we were looking for.
All right, so do you know this gentleman, who this is?
Is this Ted?
Yes. Yes.
All right, so
wow.
Nick has a picture of Ted Johnson with him.
How about that? They still remember you.
You're kidding me. Nick's just holding a picture of me?
Well, yeah. He always does. Yeah. It just happened to be that you're going to be on this morning.
It's just, we knew, you know.
Nick, can you get the picture that you used? All right, so
By the way, the question that Nick asked and the response that he got made absolutely zero sense. Oh, just putting that out there.
Welcome to our world of drunken Celtics recaps. It's kind of how it goes. That's how it goes. So he has a picture of you. And he goes, you know who this is? Hey, that's got to feel pretty good. He knew instantly that it was you, Ted Johnson.
Very nice, though. People are very nice.
All right, so.
Is this Ted?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that looks like Ted. Except he's pretty f***ing meaty in this picture. From what I've seen, he really doesn't look like this anymore. He's slimmed down actually quite a bit.
If you didn't know he worked in radio, if you could guess what he did for a living, what would you say he did?
Bowflex, 100%. Bowflex.
Very vascular, Fred. Ted?
I like
very
that.
Very vascular.
I want to see this picture because he said you've slimmed down from this photo.
Well, there are photos that if it's my football photo, that my neck is probably 3-4 inches bigger in diameter.
Okay. Yeah. So the neck was the thing that you saw the most shrinkage when you stopped.
Oh, for without a doubt.
What was your neck size when you played?
It was, at its peak, 22 inches.
Jesus, God.
Yeah.
You beat around. Inches.
So it looked 22 inches. And
neck.
I tackled mostly with the right side, so it would kind of bulge out on the right
side. Of course.
Side, so adding an inch or so.
23-inch neck when he played.
Yeah.
Oh. By the way, Nick, no rush on that picture.
What happened?
Take your time.
Where is Nick?
I have no idea. He's probably like going through some like bag.
There he is.
Oh, there's Nick.
All right, Nick.
There he is. He's still looking. Okay.
100%. Oh, salesman. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or some GNC, like, yeah. So if you need a toxic cleanse and like you got the thing coming up, you. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hold on. Do you think you could kick his ass?
Oof. I don't know. Like, if he was in a movie theater one day, I think maybe, like, I came up on him. He didn't know it was coming. That could happen. But otherwise, if I didn't have a weapon, look, it would probably not.
Wait,
those are the guys.
Dude. Okay, that's one of my scarier pictures.
Is that peak meathead right there?
Yeah.
Is that when you were at your...
How old are you there?
That's about 4 years ago.
Oh, geez. So this is...
Okay, so you were already out.
5 years ago,
so you're not that much smaller now.
Yeah, but that was probably some of my best. That was the best shape I was in post career. My career was in 2005. That's probably around 2013.
Okay,
2012.
All right,
so 5 years ago. Yeah.
Okay,
How much you weigh in that picture?
250 pounds.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah,
it would probably not. He's probably not.
Do you think anybody at the Sports Hub could kick his ass?
Scott Zolak, easily.
Oh! You think Scott Zolak could kick his ass?
No.
By the way.
I love it. Everyone wants to see a fight between me and Zoe.
No one wants to see that because it would be a murder. would kill Scott Zolak.
Does Zoe more than him now or not?
Zolak's a big guy. He's not.
Oh,
like,
Ted says yes.
Okay. Oh, Zoe's more than you?
Love you, Zoe.
He's been
bigger.
Dieting. He's lost a lot of weight.
Has he?
Yes.
Even Zolak would admit you'd kill him in a fight.
Well, I mean, even though I would always, always, my first choice would be to back, always have Zoe's back
sure,
in a fight.
Sure.
But yeah, I go after it a little bit. You know, Zoe's busy guy. He's got, you know, young kids, you know, that he's with all the
sure.
time.
And yeah.
He's got a very stressful job, so he can't get through the work that I can.
I understand.
Do you know what I mean? But how about the guy that he said if sneaking up on me in a movie theater?
Yeah. Yeah,
that was weird.
Random was that? Maybe he's listening.
The buddy of those
with
five
weapon,
guys.
Right?
In Boulder, yeah.
Right.
Should be.
You think Scott Zolak could kick his ass?
No questions asked. Scott.
He seemed very confident.
Well, I see Ted's vibe right now. And Ted'll fold. Scott just really, he has it. He's stepped up and he's ready to go.
In what way has he stepped up?
I'm not sure.
Dude, you have no clue. Sit next to the man for 5 minutes. No clue.
You remember we thought it was funny? It's like, oh, we'll have Jaffe in here. And, you know, the two of them would be, dude, you like dwarf Jaffe.
I know. The thing is, you get used to seeing Billy, and Billy is a much bigger guy than three of us. He's built like, you've seen him, Teddy. He's built like a small fire hydrant, but sitting next to you, he looks like a dwarf.
Billy Jaffe has got like 5% body fat.
Yes.
The guy is in insane shape. Insane shape.
But he also weighs 50 pounds less than you.
I would say, yes, that's correct.
That's part of the problem.
Right? You got a little bit of height on him, too, I think.
Yes.
All right, let's get to the next recap.
Can we use this for the radio?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, talk to me about tonight's game.
Tonight's game was ridiculous. We took way too many threes. We didn't play enough defense. Smart, he disappears sometimes. He does his thing sometimes. I don't understand it. It's time we trade for Davis. I'm done with Tatum. I'm done with Brown. I love them. I really do. I hope the best for them. But it's time for Davis. We win in rings with him.
What did you think of IT's video tonight?
I f-ing loved it, bud. I really hope that if we do get Davis and if we happen to lose Rozier, that we attempt to try, at least try, to go for IT because he's a solid bench player. So
I don't know about that.
Guy's talking sense. I like where this guy's head's at.
That's solid
he
right
may
now.
Be drunk, but I'm a friend.
That's solid right now.
IT might be past his prime a little bit there, man. A little bit.
Solid bench player these days.
All right, so I have a photo of this gentleman. Have you seen him before?
I know him, but I don't know who that is.
If you had to guess what he did for a living, what would you say?
He either played football or he beat people up. This guy is in the shape that I dream to be in.
Do you think he could kick his ass?
Hell no. This guy will f*** me up.
Do you think anybody at the Sports Hub could kick this guy's ass? And if so, who?
Not one person.
Not one person.
Not one person.
Who would come close?
That's a big boy. Closest person is probably you. The beard, dude. The beard.
I respect that.
The beard.
Hell yeah.
It always gives it away. Beards are tough guys.
Beards are tough guys. Well,
I've never heard them.
That's why Nick rocks a beard.
Oh, okay.
I look at it and say, hey there, that's a tough guy. It just looks like, hell no. That picture is. Now, why were you making that face?
I forget what that was for. I think one of the local magazines in Houston was asking, did an article on me. I think the title of the article was Ted the Head or Cement Head Ted. I can't remember exactly.
All right. Well, we will go back out on the street and hear some more interesting people hanging out over at the 22 inches, did you say?
22 inches.
2-inch neck.
That is big.
And it's shrunk to what?
It's down now 19 and a half, 19.
Wow, it can shrink that much?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even know what mine is. I have no idea. If you can get both of your fingers around it, like if you can like do thumb to middle finger.
So you never wear dress shirts. Otherwise, you'd know.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Maybe we got a measuring tape around here. We'll measure.
We measure necks?
Yeah.
I already know what mine is, so I'm good.
Oh, you rocking the collared shirts all the time?
Oh, yeah.
It's really pathetic. Like, at my age, that I don't even know what kind of suit size I am. I can tell you what super cool websites to go to get ironic T-shirts, though.
I'm that guy. 617-779-0985. We'll get some more audio outside of the TD Garden right after John Walk's headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Have an Amazon smart speaker in your home or office?
What's all that about?
Just say, Alexa, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay.
And listen to Boston's home for sports. Get the app, get The Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today. For the players, it's a slam dunk. But after the game, it's slammed drunks.
Celtics fan, anything
yeah,
green.
Best play ever.
17 hey. Championships. I think the Lakers got what, 16?
This is the Toucher and Rich Drunken Celtics Recap on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. Ted Johnson studio. I'm going to tweet out that photo that Nick has been using during the recaps of you. Very stern looking.
Yeah, I don't know why I was so... Why so serious? Yeah. It's kind of...
I've never seen you make that face, and I want to say thank God I haven't.
I can't really exactly put my finger on what it was that I was doing that for. That photograph has to come from a magazine or newspaper.
Shirt's the
article.
Same, oddly enough. You're popping out of that one, too.
Yeah.
Look at that.
All right, so let's go and get to Nick after a very strange game last night. The Isaiah Thomas thing was obviously a great moment. The whole situation, the whole situation is still odd, and we'll get into that a little bit more. But now, Nick, outside the TD Garden.
Can we use this for the radio?
Hell yeah!
Talk to me about tonight's game.
Tonight's game, it was pretty good. You know what I mean? People made their shots, but late down in the stretch, people did not play their defense right, and people were making their shots on the other team. You know what I mean?
Tommy Heinsohn, is that you? My goodness. You'll hear that when John Wallach does the play-by-play of the 76ers game tomorrow night on 98.5 The Sports Hub. No, John Wallach does a great job. We know that. And I'm not obviously being sarcastic. John Wallach, every time he's on there, we get flooded with tweets saying what a good job he does. Which will be fantastic when one day you get that darn job. Sean Grandy,
don't hold your
finally
breath.
Gives it up, even though he just signed, I think, like a 19-year contract extension, I believe. But so you get on a plane today?
Yes, right. I pretty much leave right from here.
Okay,
fly down to Philly. With
yeah, they may be new and improved Philly, not new and improved, but I mean, the improved, team is playing well.
Yes, they are.
Philly's team is playing really well right now.
Oh, this is a team plane flight.
Yes.
You don't always take the team plane, right?
It depends on travel. This time I can, so I am.
Well, maybe you can see some of that magic.
Yeah, get
you
some know, Uno, play some Uno cards, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Apparently the flight out west was where all the magic happened,
I mean,
right?
The flight to Philly's what, 45 minutes? I don't know how much magic can happen.
You know, maybe 45 minutes of magic.
Okay.
We shall see.
So I have a photo here. Do you know who this person is?
Hell no.
Okay. If you had to guess what he did for a living, what would you say?
I'll say he's a linebacker for the NFL, bodying dudes like Ray Lewis.
He a big boy, right?
All right.
If he didn't play for the NFL, what would it?
I'll say he's a Marine, most definitely.
Do you think you could kick his ass?
Hell no.
Hell no?
But I know Floyd would.
Floyd?
Money Mayweather would.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
He probably would.
Well, no. But Floyd would need to be paid about $85 million to have that happen.
Yes. We mentioned this yesterday. It was something stupid. We were talking about Conor McGregor versus Zdeno Chara. Who you got?
Oh, I would probably say Chara because of the reach, right?
I mean, that's part of it. But, I mean, my whole thing is that McGregor is
a trained fighter.
And he'll go right for Chara's legs.
Yeah.
He'll just go for the knees, legs, get him down, boom.
Yeah, that's true. I would never want to fight. I met the boxer, the short, what's his name? I forget his
what
name.
Year? What era?
He was the lightweight from 5 years ago. The great boxer, I forget where he's from. Anyway, I met him, and he was tiny. And I'll think of his name here in a little bit. But, like, he would kick my ass.
Yeah.
Even though he's, I mean, I was about a foot taller than this guy. I bet you he would kick my ass.
Oh, sure. I mean, these guys are trained, and they do this for a living. And people don't understand.
Pacquiao.
Like, oh, Manny Pacquiao.
I met Manny Pacquiao at a 24-hour fitness on the Monday after a fight he had in Vegas on the Saturday. The big fight he had about 4 years ago.
What?
Yeah.
You were in Vegas?
He was in Vegas fighting.
No,
I was in Houston.
Oh, okay.
I was at a Houston 24-hour fitness.
I see.
And here comes Manny Pacquiao.
Of course
with
you
two
were.
Of his
in
boys.
Houston.
Was it like Freddie Roach and like his trainer and everything?
No, or it was just two of his boys. They were working out, and he was just watching them work out. And he was wearing the fight. It was the last great big fight he had, like 5 years ago.
What's he doing?
That was the one against Mayweather that he fought with a torn rotator cuff.
Yeah. What was he doing in there? Do you know?
No clue why he was in Houston. It was the Monday. I'll never forget.
What time of day is it?
It was in the early afternoon.
Oh, you said 24-hour fitness. I thought this was like a 5 a.m. deal.
I was like late afternoon, like 3, 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So I went up and chatted him up. Could have been nicer. And it was, and I became a fan of his by watching his opponent was. It was 24/7.
Oh, that 24/7 used to be excellent.
Yeah. The 24/7 on HBO was like fascinating to me. And I watched him train for this fight. And then there he was the Monday after the fight, just chilling, watching two of his boys work out. And I just went up and chatted him up. His hands were so jacked up, they put in a meat grinder.
Yeah, but boxer's hands.
Tiny. Manny Pacquiao, tiny little guy, man.
And on top
of
that,
he'd kick my ass, though.
Well, I mean, the thing about Char that makes it so interesting, that adds like a little bit of a twist, because you could say, well, you know, McGregor's this trained fighter. But, I mean, Char's dad was an Olympian, a Greco-Roman wrestler. I mean, so Zdeno Char, his entire life, has been trained in wrestling. So that adds a nice little twist. It's still not you do this for a living, and you are fairly close to your prime. You know, I mean, McGregor's prime was, what, about 3 years ago? That's probably when you could argue he was at his best. So I still think McGregor would kill him, but that would be fun to watch.
Fascinating to watch that fight.
Oh, without a doubt.
I would love that fight.
All right.
Let's get that fight. Let's make that fight happen.
Floyd?
Money Mayweather would.
All right. Do you think anybody at the Sports Hub could kick his ass?
Hell no. Yo, look at the dude. Look at his neck. Yo, look at it.
That's no neck.
Yo, that's.
Boy got a mic.
That's right. No neck. Get him on a track.
No neck Trout. No neck Trout. No neck Trout. Is that Mike Trout? I don't know what he looked like because I don't watch baseball.
He's rocking. He's Rambo in 2019.
That's
it.
It's a wide neck, a long neck, and a no neck.
Hey, he looking like the white Marcus Smart.
What?
How about that?
The white Marcus Smart.
All right.
Where does that even come from? I don't think Marcus Smart's like.
The only thing we have in common is we both play defense. That's about it, man.
That is true. Let's go to Harry on line two. Harry, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich with Ted Johnson.
Hey, Rich. What's up, guys? Over here in Waltham. But, Rich, you must be finally doing bong hits if you think that Conor McGregor has a shot against Zdeno Chara. I mean, there is no way that is happening. Chara is, what, 265? You get him on the ground, and he's got that wrestling history. Not a chance, man.
Yeah,
maybe Noel Achari versus McGregor is a better comparison.
But McGregor does this for a living. Like, he knows every single move to get you down on your back. And once you're down on your back, he knows every single move in order to make your arms and fists ineffective so he can pummel you in the face.
I just think Char's 6'9", right?
Yeah, he's got a whole foot on him. He's got a whole foot on Conor McGregor and almost 100 pounds. I think Charles.
It's just a body type that would be very difficult, I think, to kind of completely corral when you're on the ground and grapple.
Sure.
Because he's so tall. I don't know. I think it'd be closer than you think, buddy.
Didn't the Mountain fight Conor McGregor? It wasn't really a fight. I think they just kind of.
The Mountain from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah, it was the Mountain and Conor McGregor kind of did this, like. It wasn't like a real fight. It was like a little bit of a spar. And I believe that, I mean, it was basically them dancing around. I mean, Mountain would try to grab Conor McGregor's head. And Mountain's probably about like 6'5", 6'6". And he's obviously, you know, huge. But
oh, he's the strongest man in the world for a time or five there.
Did he have that title?
Strongest man in the world.
Is that the one where you pull the trucks and you
Magnus for Magnus?
Yeah, Magnus von Magnussen. That's
it, buddy. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, to be quite honest, I didn't get to watch the whole thing because it looked like they were just dancing around and I ended up stopping it. They just basically were popping each other's fists and that was all. That was all it was. All right. So last night was interesting with Isaiah Thomas. And, you know, if you saw the tribute, it was fantastic. However, afterwards, he is a guy who seems to be obsessed with wanting to become a Celtic again. And after watching his 6 minutes that he played last night and watching him play this season since his return, the guy's obviously in bad shape right now. Whether or not he'll return back to normal or anything close to what he was, who knows? Maybe just needs to recover, but it does beg the question, would you take him back? Rozier's going to be gone. I think we all agree. He doesn't have a future with the Celtics because he's going to be way too expensive to be a backup. And if Kyrie sticks around, you're not going to keep Terry Rozier. However, you do need a backup point guard, you know, and you're not happy with Brad Wanamaker. I don't know what you got against him.
I don't know.
Start getting on the Wanamaker train.
I just think if you
some to his game, John.
Paint me in the corner. Ted has him as an all-star. It's a little different.
All right. We'll talk about that in some of the post-game comments that Isaiah made right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
I mean, why not? If the opportunity presents itself, I mean, that would be everything. But I'm a Nugget right now, and I'm happy to be here, and the Nuggets organization has took me in with open arms and given me an opportunity and given me a chance to work my way back on my time, and I can't thank them enough. But I mean, if that opportunity is there, I'm open to any and everybody. But if that opportunity is there, I mean, why not?
Pretty cool moment yesterday at the Celtics game with Isaiah Thomas. They finally, 2 years later, were able to give him his video tribute, and as you're sitting there watching it, It was kind of awkward because he hadn't played the last three games, and that was because the coach, I think he was good enough. He's healthy enough to play. Mm-hmm. He came back from his injury, and when he came back, unfortunately, it was disappointing. And this team, Nuggets team, has got, you know, right now they're tied for the best record in the West. So they are looking for home court advantage throughout the playoffs, a lot on the line. And that's why I thought it was one of the classier moves to have the coach of the Nuggets have
Malone.
He ended up being, I think it's almost 7 minutes.
7 minutes, right.
Yep. Of time on the court. Like, I kept thinking to myself, they're going to put him out there for maybe, if at all, like a couple of minutes, and he'll get a couple shots off, and then like the first time out, or if there's any kind of, I don't know, like basically 2 minutes is what I was expecting out of it. But he just kept going and going, and
even had a timeout in between. I thought maybe coming out of the timeout that he wouldn't put him back out there, and he did.
And he was bad. You know, I mean, he missed a layup. He bricks a three. He has an ill-advised foul. I think he caused a turnover. And he even joked about it. Like, I couldn't. He said, I didn't think I ever missed in this building, but unfortunately, I couldn't buy a shot. And you just watch that tribute because he came off a bike. He was riding the bike in the tunnel when the tribute started, and he came walking out there, and you watch it, and it just, it all kind of comes back. That 2016-17 season was just unreal, and you forget about it as far as exactly what, like, I mean, there's so many layers to what Isaiah Thomas did that year. First of all, the team wasn't expected to do anything. Second of all, he ended up almost having 30 points a game on average, and I remember that season, they were comparing like one of Larry Bird's best seasons to what he was doing, and the numbers were comparable. It was insane what he was putting up there. On top of that, he played a day after his sister died, which was right at the beginning of the playoffs. And everyone was like, well, I mean, how can you play? He's at least going to miss the first round, you know, maybe even part of the second round. And he was right back in there. And of course, he dropped 53 points during those playoffs and played through that injury. And many people say it's kind of part Celtics' fault, part his fault, but I don't think he would have. Even if the trainers would have said, you probably shouldn't play, I think he would have played through it. That's just the kind of guy he was. He always talked about bleeding green. It was a very, very cool moment.
And he lost a tooth, too, on the
That's right.
He did. He got the tooth knocked out. Yep. And you know what? Chris Forsberg said it this morning. You know, what a weird game it must have been yesterday for Kyrie Irving, because here's the guy that, you know, essentially you were swapped for. I know there were a bunch of other pieces. But 2 years later, Kyrie Irving comes back and the crowd goes crazy for him. It's because this is the type of guy that everyone wants Kyrie Irving to be.
Yes.
Someone who bleeds green, puts the team first, and like doesn't want anything else but to be a Boston Celtic. And there was no wavering. I mean, if you were to ask Isaiah Thomas during the season, you know, free agency is coming up, where are you going to go? He wouldn't have said, talk to me in June or whatever. Yeah. He would have said, I love being a Boston Celtic. And that's where the fans embrace this guy. So it definitely must have been strange for Kyrie.
Don't you think that maybe that was almost, it really couldn't have worked out better timing-wise for that to happen from this standpoint? Kyrie's watching the fan reaction to Isaiah Thomas. And if I'm Kyrie, I'm thinking, that could be me. You know, like, what there's a part of me that is struggling with this idea that Kyrie's going to move on. And I feel like he is not going to resign here. I feel like he is going to move on.
I don't know. I think it all depends on the playoffs. I think it all depends on how they do.
But you're still undecided on it. I mean, you're still saying that there's still something that needs to happen in the future for him to decide whether or not he's going to stay or not. So nobody feels real comfortable with him staying, right? I mean, and I'm just sitting here, if I'm him and I'm in that building last night and I'm watching the fans react to Isaiah Thomas, who was here for just 2 years, get the love that he's getting, why wouldn't you want that all the time? And that's what he would get here if he resigned here. So to me, in a weird way, what happened last night with Isaiah Thomas might have been a really good thing for Kyrie Irving to see front and center.
I agree with that. Yeah. And Fred has made this point on numerous occasions, and I'm blatantly stealing this take. He's not here. Is it what can Kyrie possibly want? He's got his own team. He's a signature star. The team is good. There are expectations. I mean, you have a media presence where you can be the guy, get all the endorsements you want. You're going to get paid a super max if you stay here. If you go to New York, your problems increase. You have a crap owner. You have a media that's much tougher than the one here, and your team isn't going to be nearly as good.
If you want to ask what he wants, it's to be easier. It's to let all this be easier. Winning, he wants winning to be easier. And I think that he thought with this...
winning's going to be much harder if he goes to New York.
I think what he thought with this superstar lineup that he was a part of with, you know, of course, Gordon Hayward and Al Horford and, you know, Jason Tatum coming up, I think he thought that they were just going to waltz right into the Eastern Conference title, go to the finals, and then they would duke it out, and then you'd finally face a real opponent. And I think that the difficulties that they've and the bumps in the road that they've hit this season kind of shook him a little bit. I don't think he thought this. I don't think he thought it was going to be hard and that Toronto was going to be as good as they were and the Sixers were going to load up and get more weapons, or that, you know, those road trips, you were going to have young guys who might not be all in and know that it's a grind throughout the regular season. I think that's the one thing you say, what does he want? I think he wanted it to be easier.
Yeah, maybe this year, but he has to have perspective and a big picture kind of view on this thing. The big picture view is you have a really great front office. I think you have a damn good coach in Brad Stevens, okay? Maybe he doesn't know how to manage the egos, but he's still learning how to do that. But as far as just having his team prepared and being a good coach night in, night out, I think he passes with flying colors. And you got a front office that's willing to do anything it takes to put a good team around him.
Sure.
There's just so many positive things, like you said, John, where I'm just – if I'm Kyrie, I'm like – it can't. I don't see a scenario, another team out there that could have a better situation than Kyrie has it right now, and he's still undecided on not seeing what's there. Look, Gordon Hayward isn't the guy he used to be because he's coming off a major, major injury. You know, this year is probably it's a wash for him. It's just one of those deals where you go, it's a lost season for him. But man, I still think Gordon Hayward can maybe be the player that he was before the injury. And you got a front office that will do whatever it takes to try and improve this team. Hell, I mean, they'll chance it and go get Anthony Davis for 1 year, knowing he might bail after that, just so that he can play with Kyrie.
And by the way, I won't write off this as a lost season for Gordon Hayward, because you're starting to see him come into his own. And, and maybe just in time, he will be a very effective bench player for the playoffs. We'll see. Real quick, no commercials, just the headlines. When we come back, somebody called out Paul Pierce for his treatment of Isaiah Thomas. And it's pretty damn funny. Like a star player said, maybe Paul Pierce, you were being a dick to Isaiah Thomas. So we'll get to that right after the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.